Državni ispitni center. Verifica delle competenze alla fine del secondo triennio. Parte prima. Comprensione dell'ascolto. Sara compie gli anni e ha invitato alla festa il suo amico Tim, che non conosce né la famiglia di Sara né gli altri suoi amici. Ascoltate il dialogo e scrivete nei riquadri accanto alle figure il nome di ciascuna persona. Attenti, c'è una figura in più che dovete indicare con la lettera X. Seguite l'esempio. Ascolterete la registrazione per due volte. Ora date un'occhiata all'esercizio. Ora ascoltate la registrazione e risolvete l'esercizio.
Sarah's birthday party.
Look, there are so many people at your party. I don't know many of them. Who is that lady with curly hair? She doesn't look happy.
That's my mom. She's not happy because we made such a mess in our living room.
And there's someone with her. Is that your dad?
You mean the man with the glasses? No, that's my Uncle John. He's brought me a great present. Computer games on two CD-ROMs. My dad is standing over there. Look, he's just eating cake.
And who's that tall, thin boy? I don't remember seeing him before.
He's my cousin Mario from Italy. He doesn't come here often. He can't speak Slovene, so we talk in English. His mom, Lisa, is standing next to him. Can you see her? She's got short, dark hair, and she's wearing a long dress. I'm going to visit them next summer.
Lucky you. What about that short boy in the red t-shirt? Who's he?
That's my little brother, Ben. He is so childish. He's always carrying a toy around.
Look, someone else has come into the room. He looks very hungry. Is that ice cream he has in his hand? Yummy. I'd like some ice cream, too.
That's my school friend, Tony. He's very clever. We sit together in class.
Sorry, I have to go now. I think I see Emma.
Oh, you mean that girl with dark hair? You're blushing. And so is she. I'll leave you two lovebirds alone. Bye.
Bye.
Ascoltate il testo ancora una volta.
Sarah's birthday party.
Look, there are so many people at your party. I don't know many of them. Who is that lady with curly hair? She doesn't look happy.
That's my mom. She's not happy because we made such a mess in our living room.
And there's someone with her. Is that your dad?
You mean the man with the glasses? No, that's my Uncle John. He's brought me a great present. Computer games on two CD-ROMs. My dad is standing over there. Look, he's just eating cake.
And who's that tall, thin boy? I don't remember seeing him before.
He's my cousin Mario from Italy. He doesn't come here often. He can't speak Slovene, so we talk in English. His mom, Lisa, is standing next to him. Can you see her? She's got short, dark hair, and she's wearing a long dress. I'm going to visit them next summer.
Lucky you. What about that short boy in the red t-shirt? Who's he?
That's my little brother, Ben. He is so childish. He's always carrying a toy around.
Look, someone else has come into the room. He looks very hungry. Is that ice cream he has in his hand? Yummy. I'd like some ice cream, too.
That's my school friend, Tony. He's very clever. We sit together in class.
Sorry, I have to go now. I think I see Emma.
Oh, you mean that girl with dark hair? You're blushing. And so is she. I'll leave you two lovebirds alone. Bye.
Bye.
Ora avete un po' di tempo per ricontrollare l'esercizio. La prova di comprensione dell'ascolto è terminata.